elections.
Across the country, the Democratic Party is hoping to win enough congressional seats on November 6th to take back the House from Republicans. Several Virginia seats are considered to be in play, including the 5th Congressional District. That includes Bedford County on its western edge. Joining WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno and me live via the phone this morning is Republican candidate for the 5th District, Denver Riggleman. And Denver is waging a spirited campaign with Democrat Leslie Coburn, and polling shows a tight race. But the Republican Party chairman of Virginia, Jack Wilson, told us earlier this week he has confidence in Denver Riggleman.
Denver's run a great campaign. He's going to continue to run a great campaign. He's raising the money necessary to finish strong, and I'm fully confident that Denver will win on election night.
Let's bring in Denver Riggleman this morning. Denver, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine, thanks. Thank you for joining us. Now, Denver, as we get started here, let's talk a little bit about the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which you support and claim it led you to hire more workers for your spirits distillery. Critics say it has led to a dramatic rise in the nation's debt, and the tax cuts have mostly benefited corporations and those in upper income levels. Now, Denver, do you support the tax cuts as they are, or do you see where there could be a way to revise them?
I support them as they are. I mean, you know, we've actually got into this, you know, fighting sort of the regulatory hurdles that we were going through. You know, I haven't been involved in politics long, but I support them as they are, and tax cuts don't cause deficits, spending does. So I think it's a bit ridiculous to say that actually we're even collecting more tax revenue now. By the way, it's not tax revenue, it's people's money. That's what we're collecting. So right now I think we need to look at spending, but as far as tax cuts, I think the economy speaks for itself.
Good morning, Denver. This is Gene Moreno. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, Gene. Good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to ask you, as an Air Force veteran, you have a background in national security as well. You probably recognize the position that Saudi Arabia holds in the Middle East as a counterweight to Iran next door. But would you stop that arms sale to the Saudis, Denver, if it turns out the royal family was involved in the apparent murder of journalist and Virginia resident Jamal Khashoggi? And if not, should there be some type of sanction?
Yeah, I mean, there should be. So if it's proven that, and I think we have to go through that process, I do. You're right. I mean, my background is also in intelligence work. So what I'd like to see, and I don't know what I'm going to get to see because I still hold clearances and what I should talk about here completely. But right now, let's do the investigation, see what's happening. But if Saudi Arabia was complicit in this murder, at some point we have to sanction them, or we have to look at maybe withdrawing, you know, and remember, I think it's a memorandum of understanding. It's an MOU for those arms sales. So my guess is we'd rescind the MOU. And I think we'd also look at sanctions.
Okay. And you'd be okay with that if we had to withdraw that with memorandum?
If there's any country that's participating in any type of sponsored interrogation or killing, you know, especially somebody right here from Virginia, which is just unbelievable, or the United States, something has to be done. You cannot let that go unanswered. It's just something that we can't do. Not only as Americans, but as global citizens.
All right, we're talking with 5th District Congressional Republican candidate Denver Riggleman. Denver Riggleman, I wanted to ask you talk about immigration. Of course, we're hearing it now with a caravan approaching the Mexican border, the president threatening to shut down the border. Immigration and the border wall, Denver, are one of the centerpieces of your campaign and a TV spot. Surveys show that that issue, however, for a lot of people, is not at the top of their list. They look at things like health care and jobs. Is the immigration a winning one for you, and why?
Well, yes. I mean, there's a few things, not only the security of the border, but when you talk to 5th District farmers and you talk to what they need as far as labor, I think we need to streamline immigration laws. And I've talked about this all over the 5th District. I think there's three parts to this. First, secure the border. But second, streamline immigration. You know, look at H-2A and what's happening to our actual farmers, whether you're talking tobacco, fruit pickers, things like that. The regulatory burden of them just trying to find labor in the 5th District and trying to hire migrant labor is awful. I think that's why you saw H-2C passed, to sort of lessen some of that regulatory burden on the people here in the district trying to hire migrant labor. So once you secure the border, I think you can then address streamlining immigration to make it easier to find and hire labor in the 5th District. I think it's a three-pronged approach, because then you go to actually E-Verify. So I think you can actually sort of find a middle ground and compromise where you can have a secure border, but you can also streamline immigration with the proper security measures so that we protect American citizens, but also try to shore up this shortfall, this massive shortfall of labor that we have in the 5th District here in Virginia.
Which is probably not going to get any better with the economy doing so well and jobs becoming, I guess, scarcer at this point.
Well, yeah, I find it amazing. You know, we have a superheated economy, so even in the 5th District, we don't have enough people to fill the jobs. So that goes to technical training. But, you know, this is still an agricultural district. So when you have farmers, you know, even Republican farmers saying, please help us, we just can't find anybody to work, that is it's an awful thing to hear, but it's better than them having no jobs at all or their businesses failing. So it's an ironic twist to a superheated economy that we have labor shortages throughout the 5th, and that's something we have to address.
All right, we're talking with Denver Riggleman, a congressional candidate in the 5th District, Republican. I wanted to talk on your website, Denver. You talk about giving states more freedom as far as how they structure their education system. You want to see limitations lifted on trade schools, community colleges, and job training. Talk about that, since, you know, workforce training these days is such a big buzzword. Training people for jobs maybe even that necessarily don't require 4-year degrees. What can Congress do about something like that?
Well, I think first of all, we need to start looking at technical training and trade schools on the same level, you know, as 4-year universities. And I think we need to encourage almost transparency in what type of jobs are out there. I went down to Bedford County. There's a gentleman there. He has 300 people that he's hired. And I said, my gosh, man, that's really amazing. I'm very happy. He goes, my issue is I have 200 more people I can't hire because I can't find the skill sets. I said, well, what's the change? He goes, I can't use people, you know, if they, you know, have a 4-year degree in underwater basket weaving, I can't use them unless I go through a massive training process. And he goes, and it's really getting difficult to find people who even want to do, you know, this type of technical work. And I tell you this, I found it in my own, you know, market in Silverback at our distillery. It's actually in the back. You know, our still has digital flow meters, digital steam meters. We have production stuff that we have to do. We have to be able to fix bottlers. We have to be able to fix equipment. And finding those skills are incredibly difficult. And at some point, I think we need to get off this. Everybody needs to go to a 4-year school and say, hey, you know, college wasn't for me when I came right out of high school. I went in the military first. I wasn't ready for college, you know. And so I think we can actually identify those to learn a trade or let them self-identify. I don't have to identify anybody. Let them identify the trade that they want to do and go there and start to encourage this amazing technical thing that we need, especially with advanced manufacturing right here in the 5th District.
All right, it's 8:51 at WFIR. We're speaking this morning with Republican candidate for the 5th District, Denver Riggleman. Denver, you ran briefly for the Republican nomination for governor last year, and what did you learn from that experience that's helping you in this campaign, and what about your race against Leslie Coburn? There's been some sharp back and forth at times.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like sometimes it's like Rambo, you know, he drew first blood. You know, it's been sort of nuts, you know, in this campaign, because when we started, you know, I sort of wanted to be relentlessly positive. And, you know, in the 10 weeks in the government campaign, I learned a few things. Number one, make sure your organization is in place. But and we had a pretty good one. The real thing that I learned, and, you know, you don't know it until you know it, is how much money rules politics. And it's sort of scary out there that it is all about sometimes how much money you can raise. And I think that's the thing that I learned, is how do I not only have a good organization, but how do I raise money? And thank goodness that I am raising money, because when you get these type of attacks or it becomes this personal, I think the reason it did from their side is because they didn't know who I was. You know, they already had a game plan for Tom Garrett. So they tried to erase his name and put my name in there, but I'm not Tom Garrett. Don't have the votes that he did, haven't been in Congress, have a completely different life experience. We even differ on some things. So I'm not Tom Garrett. So they panicked. And so not wanting to actually go on a policy debate with me, because she loses badly all the time, she wanted to get personal. And I think that's the only way they thought they could attack me, was to make things up out of whole cloth and then try to use, you know, Twitter, or try to use their contacts to the far left blogs to try to paint me as something. And the thing is, the people that know me and the fact that I don't have, you know, any type of baggage like that made up, I think is actually hurt her. Because that stuff can come back to bite you if you're not sourcing stuff properly, or you fabricate things just to try to score political points.
All right, we're talking with Denver Riggleman, 5th District Republican candidate for Congress. Just a couple minutes left, Denver. I want to sneak in a question on health care. According to something on Leslie's website, you said at a debate that you don't believe health care is a basic human right. Can you explain what you meant by that? And would you vote to roll back the Affordable Care Act if you do go to Congress? And what would be your alternative?
Yeah, I mean, constitutionally, health care isn't a basic human right. And I think if you say something bluntly and constitutionally, you know, people want to take that you don't care somehow. A right is not something where you take something from somebody else and give it to somebody else. And if you're going to talk about health care as a right, that means that all of us are responsible for everybody across the country, regardless of what we want to choose or what we want to do. And we hand off that right to other people, whether it be the government or somebody else, to enforce that. That's why I said it wasn't a human right. And, you know, that's already been judged, you know, in the Supreme Court going back to, what, 1935, 1936, that not anything self-identified in the Constitution, right, always reverts back to the 10th Amendment, which is the states. So, yeah, it's a constitutional argument, but it doesn't mean I don't care. I mean, that's sort of ridiculous. And so if I get asked a question, the great thing about being able to run for Congress and not being politically affiliated my whole life, actually just being military, business owner, and things of that nature, I can state the truth. And if people like it, great. If they don't, then don't vote for me. I get to do this as a public servant. I don't need this retirement. And I find it, you know, astounding, you know, as far as, you know, that comment even having any type of issue constitutionally. Now, as far as Leslie talking about rolling back, I did say we should repeal Obamacare. I think we should take some of those minimum, you know, protections and roll it over. But we need portability of health care. We need to keep some of those protections, but we also need to look at HSAs and also transparencies to stop the healthcare lobbies, you know, from and the hospital lobbies from making things so opaque where we can't see the prices that we're paying. I don't think we need Obamacare. I don't think we need Trump care. I think we need some type of bipartisan care where people can talk about this without polarizing it and using these fear tactics that are just so ridiculous. And I guess that's why I ran, is because I got sick of hearing typical politicians, you know, going left or right and not able to actually have a cogent conversation without polarizing it somehow.
Right. Just a quick answer, about 20 seconds left. Denver, would you stand up to President Trump? Would you oppose the president's views if you thought it was necessary?
Hey, I have a problem wearing another guy's sports jersey. So here's the thing. If I agree with the policy, I'll agree with it. If I don't, I won't. You know, in the military, I might have a general where, you know, I respect that position and chain of command, but I can respectfully disagree with a general if they say something wrong or something I don't agree with. That's my right as an American. So I'll do what's best for the fifth.
All right, Denver, thanks for joining us this morning. Denver Riggleman, thank you.
Thank you very much.